The province of Quebec elected a new government last October, and its new premier appointed 26 cabinet ministers. The new Quebec Minister of International Relations and La Francophonie, Nadine Giraud, was in Plattsburgh recently to attend the first Quebec-New York Transportation Equipment and Aerospace Rendezvous, sponsored by the North Country Chamber of Commerce. She spoke with WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley about her role as minister and the importance of cross-border trade between Quebec and New York.
What I do is I coordinate the action, the international action of Quebec outside of Quebec, outside of Canada, actually. So, for example, lots of the ministers travel all over the world, and we make sure that basically the message is the same. And for example, if multiple ministers come to New York State, for example, well, we'll make sure that we all have the same message to move forward our agenda towards more culture, more tourism, more economical trades, more exchanges and students, for example. So all those subjects that all the ministers cover, but we all cover at our level.
If you're looking at that international arc,
yes,
what is so intriguing about Plattsburgh and New York State?
Well, we have 32 offices in 18 different countries, and only in the States we have 9 of those offices. And New York is what we call the Délégation Générale, the General Delegations, which is the biggest office in the state. And those size of international delegations, we only have 8 in the world, and one of them is in New York. For us, New York State is extremely important on the commercial level because New York, or Plattsburgh, basically, is our first export destination in the United States, and it's the second trade destination with the United States, between Quebec and the United States. So it's extremely important for us. Plus, obviously, we are so close that it's very important for us to continue to build very strong relations with the Plattsburgh and the New York state, because our businesses basically cross over the border back and forth all the time. And there are a lot of companies that have head offices in Montreal that are established in Plattsburgh. And those companies have more than 18,000 jobs that they have built here in Plattsburgh. And you see the same thing towards Montreal, also towards Quebec. You have lots of American companies that are established in Quebec. And the same thing, you have about 16,000-17,000 jobs there. So we have very back and forth exchanges. So for us, Plattsburgh and the state of New York is extremely important.
That integration of the economies has been occurring for a couple decades mm-hmm. now. And you are here because there was an aerospace transportation equipment rendezvous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Plattsburgh has been positioning itself in the transportation manufacturing
yeah.
arena.
Yeah.
What do you see as the potential moving forward in the aerospace arena?
The potential is humongous, basically, because you have large corporations that are established in Plattsburgh, or some are in Quebec, but all kinds of small businesses around also can be included in the chain value.
During your keynote speech for the event, you also talked about the growing AI
yes.
industry in Montreal. The perception on that, I think, is more cerebral. Is that something that would translate to cross-border industry and cross-border jobs?
In Montreal, we have the strongest or the biggest AI cluster in Canada. More than 70% of the research and development money in AI from Canada goes into the clusters of Montreal. Part of that research is also how do we apply AI within, for example, the manufacturing industry. How do we make sure that this AI will help the manufacturing industry going to the next decades with S, and make sure that it can be involved in manufacturing, whereas it's going to help manufacturing go faster, better, more efficiently, and be more competitive also in the market. So all this AI will be applicable, and that's what we're working on. How do we apply this AI to basically getting into the business? And we see it more and more where manufacturing is starting to implement and include AI within their own sector.
When you take a look at these emerging industries and some of these new potentials for the meshing of our economies, the concerns that have been raised regarding economic policies, particularly out of Washington, D.C., what kind of concerns does that raise, and are there potential roadblocks in front of us because of what's happening in Washington, D.C.?
Okay. We had a very good news because we learned that in the USMCA agreement, the tariffs were lifted for the steel and for aluminum. So that's a great, absolutely great news. There are still some, of course, some roadblocks. One of the roadblock could be, for example, the Buy America Act. So that's one of the roadblocks that we have to look into. We want to make it more fluid as possible between Canada and the United States. Right now, the United States is 70% of all our cross-border or all international commerce. So it's extremely important for us as a market. And we want to make sure that, you know, everybody understands that we are working with you to really take off as many roadblocks as we can, basically.
Quebec Minister of International Relations and La Francophonie Nadine Giraud also serves as a member of the Quebec Parliament, representing an area north of Montreal. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.